From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Wednesday, July 1st.
Coming up, what the Supreme Court's decision to uphold birthright citizenship means for immigrant families across the North State. Also ahead, the Supreme Court's transgender sports ruling won't change California law, but it could increase pressure on the state. We'll explain why.
And 1 week after the deadly shooting at the Chico Library, we hear from North State residents about the county's new security measures and whether they think they'll make libraries safer.
First, the Supreme Court's decision yesterday to uphold birthright citizenship is bringing relief to many immigrant families in the North State. Alexander Carl is an immigration attorney with Belor Carl Immigration Group in Chico. He says many of his clients had spent months fearing the court could change citizenship rules and that they could be deported.
There was a lot of concern from individuals that were born in the U.S. and their parents did not have documents, in other words, were undocumented. If this court went the other way, those people could have found themselves perhaps out without status here and been placed in a removal proceedings.
He says the decision means families can move forward knowing children born in the U.S. are guaranteed citizenship under the 14th Amendment. Find a full interview with Carl at mynspr.org.
The High Court also weighed in on another closely watched issue on transgender sports, which is intensifying a political fight in California. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports.
The ruling lets states ban trans girls and women from girls and women's school sports if they choose. In California, nothing is set to change. State law still allows students to compete on sports teams that match their gender identity. But California could start feeling more pressure. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the High Court's decision could strengthen the Trump administration's threat to withhold billions in federal education funding unless the state changes course. Governor Gavin Newsom has long cast himself as a defender of LGBTQ rights. But last year, speaking with the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk on his podcast, Newsom said trans girls competing in girls' sports is, quote, deeply unfair. A Pew Research Center poll last year found 66% of U.S. adults felt similarly and supported requiring trans athletes to compete based on sex assigned at birth rather than gender identity. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
A spokesperson for Newsom's office told NSPR the state is committed to treating every Californian with dignity and respect.
Back in Butte County, the issue of safety has been top of mind for many library goers since last week's deadly shooting at the Chico Branch. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, residents have mixed feelings about recently increased security at their local libraries.
In the week since the attack at the Chico Library, Butte County has added unarmed security guards at all library branches. Sandra Seska lives in Chico, but was at the Durham Library yesterday to return some books. She says she gets why the county chose to tighten security, but...
Personally, I don't think having a security guard is going to really do that much. I mean, it's more for the people to feel better.
The county is still weighing its long-term library security plans, and Seska hopes it does not include anything that resembles airport-style screening, like having metal detectors or pat-downs.
We're all used to it, and then we're not used to it. So to have to bring that down to the level of a local community library, it's just really sad.
Brian Burtonshaw, who was at the Oroville Library yesterday, shared a similar view, though he thinks an on-site security guard could help in an emergency.
Just having this person that is trained to, say, observe and know what he's looking at, and maybe he can prevent something like that happening.
Even so, Burtonshaw says the one thing he really doesn't want is more guns at libraries, even if they're in the hands of guards. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Elsewhere across the North State, the city of Willows is now without a dedicated law enforcement agency after its contract with the Glenn County Sheriff's Office expired at midnight last night. Earlier this week, the city council approved an emergency proclamation allowing the city manager to arrange temporary public safety services while officials search for a long-term solution. According to the city attorney, the sheriff's office will still respond to felony calls while traffic enforcement and other lower-level calls will be referred elsewhere.
Also, Plumas County is tightening RV and mobile home regulations after nearly 5 years of relaxed rules for wildfire survivors. Starting today, year-round living in RVs or mobile homes without permanent foundations will again be restricted outside registered parks. The county had loosened its ordinance after the Dixie and Beckworth complex fires, allowing people to stay on their property while debris was being removed. Officials say debris and hazard tree removal have been completed.
Meanwhile, Shasta County is backing a state bill that would give government agencies more time to answer public records requests. Those are requests for government documents like emails, contracts, or reports that let residents and journalists see how decisions get made. Currently, agencies have 10 calendar days to respond. Under AB 1821, that would change to 10 business days. County officials say they're struggling to meet requirements under state law because of an increasing number of records requests.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, July 1st. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a good day.